Hello and welcome to Kickstarter of the Week. I'm your host, Chris Bowser. So, first off, everybody, thank you for listening last week. If you're a return listener, last week was definitely one of our higher rated ones, and I'd like to thank our musical guest as well as our normal guest for that. However, let's go ahead and move on to what we got for today. So, music you just listened to. That is Seth Boyer, B-O-Y-E-R, and he is looking to fund a new full-length studio album. You can check out his Kickstarter. Just check out Seth Boyer. You can also go to sethboyer.com if you want to hear more from him. This song is called Totino's Pizza Party for One. Interesting music, or I should say interesting title. Really fun kind of indie-style music. He sent me a couple of different songs for me to listen to. All of them were good. And, yeah, so go ahead and give them a listen and check it out. So, let's talk about who is going to be on the podcast today. Today, we have Will from Acronaut Games. Will's going to be talking about a new card game that he created called Outsider. Now, we go into it in the podcast a little bit, but just so you know, when you start up, he is at a convention right now, and he's out there hawking Outsiders, getting a ton of playtests in and having a good time in Chicago at Gen Con. So the audio quality can be a little... It's still good. It just is a little bit choppy in places because he has crowds behind him and people walking by his booth. But he took time out of his day in order to talk to us, which is really, really awesome to do because I know those conventions can be hectic as all hell. So let's go ahead and give the interview a listen. Sleeping to 2:30, wake the neighbors up with your guitar. Who you gonna share your cool ass life with? Your lonely sack of shit. You say you're better off alone. Okay, and I'm here with Will from Outsider, a sci-fi card game of sabotage and survival. How's it going, Will?
It's going very well. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing good, thanks. It sounds like there's some stuff going on in the background. What's going on there?
Well, I'm at Gen Con right now, which is the big convention for board games and card games and games and games and games. So I apologize for the crowd.
No, don't apologize. It sounds great. So how's the feedback been for Outsider over there, then?
It's been really good. I've done several playthroughs with a wide variety of different people. They've all had very different responses, which is sort of expected. They're all positive responses. It's just a matter of everyone reacting to the game on their own terms. So it's been great.
That's awesome. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about Outsider?
Okay. It's a card game, obviously, for 3 to 6 players. The primary conceit of the game is that you are each going to be controlling a different character on a spaceship that is about to be destroyed. One of those characters, or more in the higher player count game, is actively seeking to doom the other players. But no one knows quite who that is.
Oh, okay. You got a saboteur.
That's right. Big difference here between other games with Hidden Traitors is that the saboteur has to work with everyone else because they don't want to blow up the ship. They just want to change course, basically.
Right.
So nobody wants the ship to blow up, so everyone has to work together on a certain level. But everyone has different win conditions. So it's a matter of working with trust and working with identity and figuring out how to work with someone when you don't know if you can trust them.
All right, so are the win conditions based on your faction? Okay, that makes sense. All right, so it's semi-cooperative, but
right. Is
there a single winner, or is it just this team wins or the outsider wins?
It's faction-based wins. So
okay. Either
the outsider or outsiders will win, or the crew will win.
So one of the things that really drew me to this Kickstarter and one of the reasons why I was so interested in the game, other than the fact that I like playing games myself, is the fact that it has such a rich storyline behind it.
Thank you.
It definitely has a very interesting, unique story, and I love sci-fi stuff to begin with. But what can you tell us a bit about the storyline of Outsider?
The concept is that the future, space travel is, of course, incredibly time-consuming. Flying across infinite reaches is going to eat up a lot of your life. So rather than doing that, they've created a method of rewriting a new version of the universe in which the travelers have already arrived at their destination. So they're basically throwing away old versions of reality, just discarding entire creations in order to warp, so to speak, across the galaxy. Of course, there's drawbacks to this, because no matter how good you are at writing a new version of reality, there are going to be some errors, and those copy errors will build up over time, and that's represented by dark cards in the game, and is represented by the Outsider faction in the game. These are people who are literally from outside the current version of reality. They're not wrong, they're not insane, they just don't think that they're in the right place, and they're not. Only way for them to get back is to doom everyone else, take over the ship, turn it around, but that ends everyone else's version of reality.
Super interesting. It reminds me of like Event Horizon or some old sci-fi movie style. It's really, really good stuff. So, but this isn't the first game that you've created, is it?
This is the first one that I've taken to Kickstarter. I have a handful of other games that I've created and that I'm currently still developing. But this is the first one that's gotten this far.
I see that you're part of Acronaut Games.
Yeah, that's a games workshop where I work with two other local Chicago, I'm from Chicago, two other Chicago creators. One of the other big games that the three of us put forward was Alewood, which is a Wild West drinking game. That was on Kickstarter a little while ago. It'll be relaunching probably early next year. And we also have Gigarobo, which is also here at Gen Con, and it's been going incredibly well. Giant anime-inspired destructible terrain miniatures combat games.
Oh, those are all very different style games. That's interesting. That's good stuff. So, you've already met your goal at the time of this recording, which is great. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited.
So, this will be made, but there is a plethora of stretch goals that you guys are already offering. Now, if you guys go to the Kickstarter and look, there's this really good-looking infographic that shows all the different stretch goals that'll be coming up, as well as some that have yet to be announced at the very highest tiers. So, what can you tell us about these stretch goals?
Well, the first thing that I want to do is improve the quality of the components. Obviously, the higher quality paper and the higher quality boxing that you use, the more the game is going to cost to manufacture and ship. So the first stretch goal is to move from a rather standard issue tuck box to a two-piece, higher quality, like thicker cardboard box that'll also have more room for art and more room for the extra pieces that will come into the other stretch goals, which include tokens to keep track of survival points, which are used during the game. And it also includes a variety of other like game expansions if we get far enough down the line. The stretch goal that I'm most excited about adds a location-based variant to the game. So we'll add a map of the spaceship that you're on to the game, and every single player who can play the game can also have an extra challenge and a pure co-op challenge as well that's based on moving around the spaceship trying to repair it.
Oh, that's awesome. I love the idea of the map. That adds so much, and it also gets people a lot more engaged in the actual game when you have something to focus on. So I think that's a great idea.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm super excited by all of the artwork that our artist has been doing, too. And hopefully I'm going to be able to get a lot more from him. We've already got two backers at the $500 level, right now at least. And each of them has commissioned a unique character. And everybody's going to be getting an additional character for each person that backs that tier.
Oh, wow.
So the game comes with 10 characters, but now that's going to be up to 12, and hopefully even more. So
nice. Adds a lot more variant to the game. I like that.
Yeah.
So actually, I was going to comment on the art, because it looks very anime-esque, or I should say manga-esque, like a comic book style. It looks really good,
yeah.
Though. And you guys have one specific artist, or are you shipping it out?
For this game, it is James Zark that we've hired for the art. The other games that we've worked on, we've had different artists, and it's really a matter of finding an artist that matches the theme and increases the immersion for that particular game. And James Zark's style is just perfect for this like 80s, 90s gritty sci-fi feel that I was going for Outsider.
Well, it looks great. You have some full reviews already up, so the game is completed completely, and you're at the point where you're just looking for distribution.
Basically, yeah. There are small balances, and like we might change some of the text on some of the cards for clarity more than anything else. But yeah, the game works. I've put in more than 100 hours of playtesting myself, and that doesn't include the blind playtesting outside of me sitting there watching it. I'm incredibly confident in the actual mechanics of the game.
Wonderful. So, some of your pledges here then. $1 is just, hey, thanks for giving us a buck, which is always great. But then the bread and butter is going to be your $16 pledge, which gives you one set and also includes all of the stretch goals. But what is the digital expansion? What does the digital expansion do?
The digital expansion is going to have basically an expanded book of rules. It'll have a couple of extra scenarios that you can play through.
Mm-hmm.
It's also going to have an expanded character biography for each character. It'll have like computer desktop quality images of all of the art that you can use, printable posters. And we just announced a little while ago that it's going to be including a full 1 hour long score of original music to be played while you're playing the game.
Oh, that is awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Adds an entirely new level of immersion. I dig that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's $4 a bump, which I think if you're going to give somebody or charge somebody for a digital pack, you got to give them as much as you possibly can fit into that digital pack. So.
Oh, absolutely. People, you should be jumping on that because it's only, like I said, it's $4 more. It's 16 to 20. Make it a round number anyways, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've got an event that I need to jump into here in a second. So.
Hey, I'd really like to thank you for all the time that you gave us for this. I know that you're busy down there at Gen Con. So do you have any social media that people can find you at before you go?
The best place is Instagram, honestly. It's nice and easy. I like the pictures. It's Acronaut_games at Instagram. That's pretty easy to find. Also, you can hit us up on our website, acronautgames.com. That'll connect you to all of our other networking and so forth. You can sign up for our mailing list, for example. And we're doing playtests all around, so for all kinds of new games all the time.
Awesome. So keep your eyes open. Hopefully you'll be coming nearby.
All right.
So, if people haven't already checked it out, once again, jump on the Kickstarter, look at it. They have a great video. They have some good infographics. It has a lot of information. I highly recommend everybody does it. And we will keep everybody in the loop about what's going on with you. And thank you so much for your time, Will.
All right. Thanks, Chris. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, and we're back. And I'd like to say thank you again to our musical guest, Seth Boyer. If you're interested, go ahead and check him out. You can look him up on Kickstarter. He is just Seth Boyer. A new full-length studio album from Seth Boyer. His goal is $5,000. At the time of this recording, he's at a little over three. So let's go ahead and back him if you like what you listen to. You can find him at SethBoyer.com. And when you're there, you can click on the Listen tab and give his music a listen. So, let's go ahead and talk about what we just talked about. Outsider, a sci-fi card game. At the time of this recording, Will was looking for $4,000, and he's currently at $6,374. Impressive. Well over what he was looking for. But if you have already gone and checked it out, which I don't know if you have or haven't, it's only been a couple of minutes, but there's some cool stuff on his Kickstarter for the stretch goals. Now, it's all the way up to $24,000 on his stretch goals of what he could do. He hasn't revealed the last three yet, but on the lower ones, there's upgrades to the actual game that everybody will get if he gets to those levels. So keep going, keep funding. And what's cool is, seriously, $16, $20, low-level stuff here gets you the actual game, which is pretty neat in my opinion. Let's talk about who we talked about last week. Last week, we talked about Mediabit, and at the time of this recording, they were looking for $6,500. They currently have gotten $6,820. Congratulations, guys, on getting funded, but it's not over yet. Remember, last week when we talked about this, we were talking about upgrading software. We were talking about upgrading the peripherals, possibly making it a pass-through again. There's other things in the work, and the more we fund them, the better the Mediabit can be. So keep going, keep funding. They certainly are not out of the pledges, as we talked about. There's plenty here. However, they are all out of the $49 one, but like I said last week, it was going to go. But they sold some $59 and plenty of the $69 ones available. So jump on, give it a pledge. This is good stuff. This is an impressive product, in my opinion. So that's pretty much all we got for now. So let me go ahead and, well, let me do two things. First off, this is a shorter episode because the interview was shorter because Will, he was at a con, so we tried to kind of do it quicker. That way he could get to what he needed to do. But I do greatly appreciate his time. I'm going to stretch this a little bit in a matter of speaking. I'm going to go ahead and talk about what I look for in a Kickstarter when I'm looking for a Kickstarter of the week. Just so everybody knows how much quality control I do, I don't want to give you crappy Kickstarters, because my goodness, there's a lot of crappy Kickstarters out there. Let me tell you, I probably look through conservatively 100 of these things a week, and that's a very conservative number, mind you. But man, some of the stuff that I see, I don't even know why these people are putting a Kickstarter up. It's obvious that they barely even thought about what they're doing. It's like, do you expect to get funded? I mean, I can understand the guy who doesn't want to put a bunch of cookie pictures up just because they want $30 to bake cookies for the novelty of it. But if you're writing a book, or if you're going to produce an album, or if you're going to do something, don't just write a paragraph up and expect people to give you money. That's a waste of my time. That's a waste of the listener's time. That's a waste of everybody's time. So I want to make sure you guys know, here's what I always look for. Number one, you need to have a video. Videos are very important in the world of Kickstarter. Lets people know what you're about, gives you an inside scoop on what it is, makes you feel like they're putting some effort in, and maybe like they know what they're doing. With that being said, production value is important, but not the most important thing. I would say make it entertaining. That's number one. Number two, you need to wow me with more than one paragraph, your people. If you have one little paragraph about what you're doing, odds are good, I feel like you haven't thought it out. So I give you my word that each Kickstarter will be lengthy, meaning that they will go into good detail about what exactly they are doing. No fly-by-night crap here. So just keep in mind, when you guys are going through and looking at Kickstarters, you need to really look at it from a critic's eye, and certainly don't give your hard-earned money to people who aren't even concerned with what they're going to do with it. Instead, they just, oh, well, I'm going to write a book, so if you give me $20, I'll give you a copy of it, and I'll tell you what, for $50, I'll sign the inside cover. I'm sorry, who are you again? And more importantly, why do I care? Do a little bit of judging on these things, and that's what I'm doing, and that's how I bring you the higher quality stuff. That's all I got for this week. So if you want to get a hold of me, here's the ways that you can do it. Number one, I'm on Twitter just about every single day. It's at KickstarterOTW. OTW stands for of the week, if you didn't get that. Second one, KickstarterOTW@gmail.com. You can go on Facebook, but I'm not on there very often. But if you want to look us up, please feel free. If you're interested in being on Kickstarter of the Week, please send me an email, shoot me a tweet. Anyway, let me know what you're doing, and I'll take a look and decide if it's something that I want to feature. Odds are good if you send me an email, you're a listener, that I'm going to want you on. Same thing goes for musical guests. Just shoot me an MP3 of whatever it is so I can listen to it and put it right on. So, for me, Chris Bowser, for Will from Outsider, for Seth Boyer, our musical guest of the week, I'd like to say thank you very much for listening, and as always, tune in next week for another great Kickstarter.